In May of 1963, hundreds of Birmingham school students were jailed for participating in civil rights marches. There were so many kids that had been detained, they were taken to the fairgrounds and housed in animal pens. Today, we remember the events with a woman who was there on this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
During the first week of May 1963, hundreds of children in Birmingham were jailed for their participation in the Children's March. Gwen Webb was a 14-year-old who remembers the city police using water cannons and canines to break up the civil rights event. She was one of those who was jailed.
I went to the fairground, and this was a makeshift jail. And the reason for that is because the jails were so full. Every jail was packed with children.
Birmingham used almost any space it could find to confine the children who marched.
Out there where they put us is where they would have the Alabama State Fair, where they had the cattle. And believe me, with us being soaking wet, we smell like cattle.
Food served to the child inmates of the fairgrounds was not fit for consumption.
The wieners that we were served were green. Pork and beans was full of whatever. And I told them that I would not eat it, because it appeared to me, and they smell like it too, that they had urinated in them, and I didn't put it past them.
Some families tossed food over the fences of the fairgrounds so the children had something wholesome to eat.
We didn't allow the situation to determine what the end was going to be, because even there, we were still singing, "We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. We're on the battlefield for the Lord." And
Gwen was housed at the fairgrounds for 7 days. Pictures of the brutality against children helped push the city to end segregation. But Gwen's story still had one very interesting chapter that you won't want to miss. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.